Experience is not necessary to success. This is Dr. Harrell Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the instant inspiration from high on the mountain on a beautiful evening with the sun setting and the sky as crystal blue as anyone could ever want it, almost the same color as our carpet, except that our carpet is dirty. But the sky is not dirty. It is clean. Our topic, experience is not necessary to success. Sylvia was just telling us a story about her sister. Sylvia Enns is one of our vice presidents here. And the phone always rings at this exact moment. I really should plan to have this talk a few minutes later, because at 7:20 every evening the phone seems to ring. It does. It's most amazing. We're very successful about that. And we didn't have to have any experience to have it happen. Well, anyhow, back to Sylvia Enns and her sister Maria Enns. Well, Maria is a bright little chick. And she was looking for a job that was going to satisfy her and make her feel fulfilled and using her talents, you know, to the highest degree. And one of her friends said, "Maria, go over and apply for this job. I just saw it advertised." She says, "But they require these certain certificates and so forth, and I don't have them."
A university degree.
A university degree, as Sylvia reminds us. And the guy says, "Maria, go and apply." And so Maria said, "All right." So she went and applied. And the job was at the university, and it was handling a certain number of departments in the university on their public relations and on necessary things that had to be done. And she explained to them what she had done up to that time and where her talent lay. And they said, "Ah, thank God, we found the perfect person." And they hired her. And they have been giving her a raise ever since. And you see, experience is not necessary to success. Maria had no experience in university life. She had no experience in this particular job. But she knew how to do all the things that the job required. She knew how to do all of the public relations work. She knew how to do all the computer work. She just knew everything. And another asset the university got from her, she's a self-starter. She is able to take a project and go with it without having any previous awareness of it, because she'll just look up the details and go for it. She'll not say, "I can't do it." It's like our dear Anita Lope, who was here, and she's just a little firecracker. And we were moving a refrigerator from the Citadel up to the monastery. And so we took the tractor, lifted the refrigerator onto the back of the pickup truck, and we all stood on the truck holding the refrigerator in place, which would have done no good. We had to drive slow, and I drove. And so we drove up to the monastery with it. And I said, "Bring the tractor along." And Anita says, "I'll bring it." And I said, "Great." She says, "Show me how to run it." So Gregor quickly showed her how to run it, and she brought it up. But you see, and she gnashed a few gears and made a few little mistakes while she was doing it. But by the time she got to from the bottom to the top of the hill, she had it mastered. And from then on, that was her toy. She went around enjoying it, doing everything. And this is the same with Maria Enns. She was given this beautiful challenge. She rose to the occasion. She mastered every area of it, and probably many other areas. And pretty soon, she's running the whole office. That's the way it is with people who are not afraid to give their best at all times, and no matter what circumstance. They're not looking for pay. "Well, you don't pay me enough to do that." I don't pay you enough to give your best and do whatever you know how to do? No. Well, then I don't think we need you here. We want somebody here who never feels that they're underpaid or overpaid. They're here because the job is thrilling and inviting and exciting and so forth, and that's what it's all about. How many jobs are like that? How many relationships are like that? Very few. But nonetheless, it's nice to say it. Experience is not necessary to success. Success comes because you try and error. You trial and error it. Now, we have another employee. He is independent contractor. He's an independent contractor working for us. He does our gardening and anything else we ask him to do. He's a very brilliant young man. He doesn't know it, but he's very brilliant. We'll ask him to do something, and then he'll say, okay, and he'll go do it. And then we'll ask him to do something else. He'll say, okay, and he goes, does it. We say, how do you know all these things? He says, I don't. I just figure there's a logical way to do it, and I'll do it. I'll come up with the solution. And then he says, you also have some books here, which are on plumbing and electrical work and all these other things. So I can just look in there to see how it should be done, which is what we really should do anyhow. And then I will do it just that way. He says, it may take you a little, it may cost you a little more of my time, but if you were to take the time of a professional plumber or electrician or whatever come out here to do the job, you don't pay me enough, you know, because I get it done for much less than he will do it. And you have confidence in a person like that. You have confidence in him because he does whatever it is that he has to do. He does whatever it is, thank you, whatever he feels is going to help him to be more competent in his own work that he does for you. And he really enjoys it. Now, he's as normal as anybody else. And I don't know if that's the correct statement, but he's a nice guy. But there are certain jobs he doesn't like, just because they're dusty and dirty. Like cutting down all the weeds on the property. We have a big weed whacker on our tractor, and it's maybe about 6 feet by 6 feet, you know. And it's on the back of the tractor. You drive along, and the thing is whirling around in there, and the bushes go down, and the grass goes down, and the weeds go down, and everything goes down, and chomp, 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 chomp. It's very nice. But in the process, you stir up enough dust to repave the road. And he comes in looking like a plaster boy, you know. But that's just part of the job. So we told him, he said, well, you better wear a mask, you know, and you better wear goggles, and you better wear your hard hat, because he's got all that stuff. And he says, no, I'm all right, just because he's up there on the tractor. But it's that dust and dirt that's so tough. But so be it. People don't realize that when the boss tells you to do something, you don't say, that's all right. You do it. When the boss tells you to put on a mask so that you don't breathe the dust, you put it on and there's no question. If the boss tells you to wear glasses while you're doing a particular type of work, then you put them on. Now, true, you're an independent contractor. True, you pay your own insurance. You pay your own various other things. But you're still working for the boss. And when you're working for the boss, it's not a matter of your choice. If the boss says, mow that grass, you mow that grass. If the boss says to use the tractor, you use the tractor. If the boss says to do anything, you do it. And, well, I take care of my own health insurance. That's right, you take care of your own health insurance, but you do what the boss asks you to do. And this is tough on a lot of very independent people, especially independent contractors, who are used to making their own decisions and coming up with their own conclusions. But this is what success is. Success is when you do that which you're asked to do to the best of your ability. The greatest leaders of our country are not people who have had experience in being leaders, but there are people who believe in themselves and who have known success in the various things they did. Then it was like Anita, how do you run it? She knew she could run it. She knew she could do it. She knew that she could accomplish it, but just, you show me how. No problem. And if all of us were to take that same attitude toward anything we have to do, Now, if I were to say to you, okay, here's $8 million. If you can make this $8 million into $20 million by the end of the year, I will give you the difference. I will give you, I'll take back the $8 million and I'll give you the difference. Now, what is that? $12 million. Okay. Could it be done? Mm-hmm. Would you become an aficionado of the stock market? Would you read about every company and every possibility and look into the most positive ways of doing it? Even if you did it in a simple way, you could do that. Because that's only about, what is it, 50-60% return, isn't it? Or is it 150%, yeah. That's a nice big return. And where do you find that? When you have big bucks, you get big returns. When you have little bucks, you get little returns. And now, why would that be? You'd think you'd get a big return on the little bucks. Well, it takes the big bucks to put projects in motion. Little bucks support projects that are already in motion, and they're just fine. But again, you would be into the stock market regularly. You'd be reading the market. You'd be seeing where you should shift your stock and where you should reevaluate it and reinvest it and so forth, and how you should handle your things, you know. And you would be a master. You'd be a master. And you, because you've got your own money on the line. Now, Warren Buffett, he's a very wealthy man, second to Bill Gates. And what does he do? He studies the market. He knows the market. He does not know the whole market. He is not interested in the entire market. It's an impossibility. He knows the area that pleases him, and that's where he invests. And he knows the companies he's investing with, and he is sure that they do well. And he is a long-term investor. So his experience did not come from having experience. His experience and success came from working at it and believing in himself. Any of us can be a success because experience is not necessary. Experience can be a blessing. It can be helpful, but it's not necessary. What we really want to do is to, under all circumstances where we're involved, keep our ears open, keep our eyes open, keep our activity supportive, and keep our mouth shut. If we can do those things, we will be a success. But more people have talked themselves out of success than you can imagine. More people have been incredulous. You know what incredulous means? They didn't believe. They have been incredulous to the point where all of the blessings that were coming their way never got to them. I won $1 million. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Yeah, me winning $1 million, my God. Oh, my goodness. I'm sure they got something wrong. And then notice comes, they got something wrong. You put the cause in motion. And you put it very emotionally, very powerfully, very wonderfully in motion. When someone says, you've just won $1 million, say, whoopee. Wonderful. And whoopee. Accept right now. And when you accept right now, and say whoopee and so forth, you got it. It's yours. It's in the bank. It's tied up. But if you start doubting, if you start being incredulous about it, saying, why, it never happened to me before. These things don't happen in my life. And sure enough, you wash it right out of your life. Now, experience should teach you that being incredulous is not a beneficial thing. It does not lead to success. What leads to success is self-confidence, self-awareness, the self-understanding of who and what you are and where your values are. That's what leads you to success. And that's what leads us to success. We are successful every time we give our very best at anything we do. We love what we do, and the doors open up for us to move into even greater opportunities. If Maria Enns had not listened to her friend or had said, but I don't have a college degree, I don't have these things that they ask for, she would never have that job, and she would not have that job today and be listed on the internet in three different places as being a very responsible person. Now, she gets a good salary, she has a good job, they all love her there, and what more can you want? What more can you want than to enjoy your job and have people enjoy you on your job? And when your job then is even a service job, that's even a greater blessing, because you're reaching out and touching people every day. Experience is not necessary to success. But every time we believe in ourselves, we're building more experience than any experience could ever give to us. So, I love you. I love you. I love you.